This is unreal.
Holy fucking shit.
Just one of so the bright side is...
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
No, he's never... He doesn't have a chair anymore.
There's no chair.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
Can you imagine how bad if he was still in the box and he had shit on...
There's shit on the box. There's shit on the chair. Guys, the best thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
Not, okay, so clearly Adam shit himself.
Adam
shit himself. Shit all over the chair that I had to get him.
He's wearing white pants.
That's what makes it even better is that he's like, I'm going to dress like a painter. And he took precaution. This is the thing. If I were to ever wear white linen pants, I wouldn't check the weather report to make sure that people couldn't see my dick if it rained.
Right.
Which is what Adam did to prepare himself to preempt shit, any to kind shit, of embarrassment.
He shit through linen pants.
He shit through linen pants and then shit on the fucking
chair. On the
chair.
He squirted... There's literally a little puddle of diarrhea on the red camper chair that Adam usually sits on.
Yeah.
He shit himself clean through his pants.
Also, Adam, when you get in the shower, there's a jug of soap on the floor.
Adam! There's soap on the floor.
That jug on the floor is soap. There's none in the shower.
Clean your ass and hurry. The podcast has started.
Put your fucking clothes in that trash bag. I swear to God, if I go in my bathroom and there's shit anywhere, if there's fucking shit anywhere, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't know why I don't hear the shower on already.
Yeah, what is... he's probably still shitting. He's probably shitting again. Also, what the fuck, dude? It's complete liquid. He squirted just shit water right through. And how did it make it through... Clean through your underwear, pants, and almost through the camper chair.
I hate him. I fucking
he was like, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yeah.
You had no warning you were going to shit? I can't wait to ask him about all of this. Incredible, folks. Straight up shit himself in white pants.
In white pants. Which he wouldn't do at home.
No.
He has to do here.
No.
He has to hear while looking at like Rihanna memes.
We were all having
phone.
A good time having lunch. I was eating my salad. You were eating your Jack Link's beef jerky and half of Adam's trail mix. And all of a sudden all we hear is, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And you saw the shit out of his ass. And
yeah,
then
he was
we
just
look at the chair and
he
it's
was
covered
holding,
in shit.
He's holding his ass. He's like no, I didn't shit.
Oh.
Another classic, that's the thing, because you ask him, you're like, Adam, did you shit yourself? And he'll go, no. I don't think that I did. When he's making his lying face.
Yes, the pensive.
The classic.
Yes, I know exactly.
Because he always breathes through his nose. He goes, and he looks up. He does like, he has like the most obvious tells in the world.
Absolutely. No, I know exactly the face you're talking
about. No, I didn't.
Like he's trying to solve a math problem.
I don't believe I had sex with that woman.
That's not a lie.
Yeah.
That's not, that wouldn't be, the rare time he wouldn't be lying.
No, I did not fuck that mentally ill woman that's brought a gun to the show.
Adam fucking shit himself. It's honestly so awesome that Adam's the one who shit himself. Clean through his fucking pants.
Right.
Wearing pants, not even wearing shorts, not free balling. He's got underwear, pants, still shit right through it.
Yeah.
And his shirt, too.
And he's carrying that chair.
Yeah,
with
him. That chair is forever sullied. There's literally shit on it. I mean, it's disgusting that we have to fucking...
He's taking that with him.
That we have to work
on. He's taking
under these
it all the way with him. It's not going in my trash outside.
No, it's going in his personal
trash. It's going
trash.
In his car.
Yep.
To be taken home and put on the wall.
That's right. As a reminder of his weak-ass little asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what happens when you get your shit blowed out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. When you've been like sitting on a fire hydrant all night.
Dude, he's still shitting. I don't hear the shower. Adam, are you still shitting? What are you doing? Oh, okay. He's cleaning up. He's putting the stuff in the trash.
Remember, it doesn't touch anything but the garbage bag. Don't forget the most important part. I don't want my things touched.
You got? Do you think he dribbled shit on the floor?
Of course. He can't even manage fucking bringing an ice coffee across the room without spilling it everywhere.
Disgusting.
No, stay in there. Why are you already wearing a towel?
What do you mean? I washed my ass.
Did you
just get in the shower?
Of course I got in the shower.
We didn't hear
it. We didn't hear the shower running. Your hair's dry.
Your hair's dry.
I shampoo myself. I wash my ass.
I know it doesn't feel good. You shit yourself.
You shit yourself, bro.
But you're lying about having taken a shower.
Why would I lie about that? You think I want shit in my ass?
Yeah.
Why would I lie about
that? Here's what I don't understand. Why did you take a half shower? Why not just take the...
To clean my ass out.
Okay, but do that, but then also take the full shower.
Man, this is really embarrassing.
In case you accidentally got...
What do you mean? Of course it's embarrassing. You shit yourself.
But this is your most famous stand-up bit is shitting yourself.
That's true.
I have a bad stomach. You know that.
It's not embarrassing so much as it is on brand. You're taking that towel with you, too.
Okay, I will.
In fact, everything from the bathroom is leaving with you.
Oh, yeah. Go get him some shorts,
yeah,
man.
I guess I'll get you shorts. But take everything other than my fancy clippers.
Right.
Everything out of the bathroom's got to go.
All the books he has there, the magazines.
All my magazines.
The Q-tips.
Come on, man.
All my copies of Soldier of Fortune and Foreign Affairs are going with you.
Right.
I gotta go find shorts.
Go get shorts for Adam. Oh, you put your shirt back on. What's wrong, Adam? What did you shit?
It's really bad.
Come on, go get him some shorts.
What do you mean?
Really embarrassed.
Talking to the microphone.
All right, hold on.
Oh, it's on the chair.
Yeah, you shit yourself on the chair.
This feels bad. Feels really embarrassing.
What did you eat, bro?
I don't know.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Fruit?
Oh. Fruit and what else? Oatmeal? No.
No. Yeah, I used the soap. In the pump. What are you talking about?
There's a jug of soap on the floor.
Oh, I cleaned my ass.
I trust that he cleaned his ass.
This feels really bad.
Dude, it's okay. You
honestly
shit yourself.
I'm not saying this for sympathy or anything, but I kind of want to cry a little bit right now.
You were wearing white pants, too.
I know. I just got the white pants.
What the fuck, dude? What the hell? What happened?
I haven't shit my pants in like 3 years.
Well, there we go.
It had to happen now.
It had to happen now. Which is good. It's good that it happened this way.
It's just my life.
Yep. Look, man.
To do this in public for fucking ugly people.
Don't bring their looks into it. You shit through your pants.
You know what these people are going to do to me.
They're not going to do anything, man. They're going to have a good laugh. We're going to have a good laugh, okay? Now relax. Nick's going to get you some shorts.
I should have gone to law school.
You should have gone to law school. You would have been fine. But...
Just, please, Nick.
Look, all my shorts are in storage because it's...
Nick's getting his shorts out of storage.
That feels really bad.
Folks, in the meantime, why don't you go to stavi.biz/tour? I'm coming at you real soon. You know, I'm going to be in Poughkeepsie this weekend. I'm going to be in fucking Connecticut this weekend at BJ Ryan's. And then I'm going, starting in the summer, we got fucking Portland, Seattle, Denver, fucking Utah, Salt Lake City. I just added New Orleans to the mix. Boston.
This seems to be all I can find.
Cleveland.
Put some
khaki. Nick is handing Adam some khakis.
Thank you. I need to go to a gastroenterologist.
And also buy some Listen, if you ever shit yourself, go get a t-shirt from stavi.biz too.
Yeah. Don't forget to...
God, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Good God.
This is honest. I don't know if he's acting, but he seems more pathetic.
Oh, he's acting.
You think so?
He's proud of himself for shitting his pants. That's the thing about Adam is he's like a... He's like a healthy narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a narcissist without any kind of self-loathing.
Mm.
So he does something like this, and he's like, isn't it cute that I shit myself?
Right,
that's
right.
So human. Meanwhile, he'll leave, and there's just guard. He'll forget the chair. But the most infuriating thing is that he'll also leave his empty iced coffee cup sitting on the floor.
Yep.
Which you would think after
which is the culprit.
Yes, of course.
It's the iced coffee that really did it.
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel, man? How do you...
I put my shoes on and take the chair out.
Yeah, no, hold on. That's not... there's a guy that comes by who like has to make sure the garbage is sorted, and I'm friends with him. He's like the landlord has him come by.
Yeah.
And... there's not going to be a bag of clothes filled with shit in the garbage. So what we're going to do is when you leave, you'll take the chair and the clothes.
I don't have a chair anymore.
You don't have
a
chair.
I just realized.
But listen, that's your fault.
It is my fault.
How about this?
Where's the box?
You can take
time for the return of the box.
You can take the chair with you and then bring it back and you can sit in the chair when
as
you
a reminder.
As a reminder.
I'm really embarrassed right now.
No, you're not.
I genuinely am.
But to get this, you got a free pair of pants out of it. Because I'm certainly not taking those back.
Yeah, they look good on you, honestly. I didn't realize you and Nick were the same size.
It's kind of nice.
Get the box, Adam. Time to return to the box.
No, well, he can sit in the chair for now. Just take one of those old newspapers. No, leave that there. Take one of the old newspapers. Put it down. You can sit on that. Put the newspaper down. Look, the old newspapers are right next to it. We're going to get through this,
put
man.
Put like three or four really newspapers in there.
What is this, the Financial Times?
The Financial mm-hmm. Times of London.
You're a socialist.
There's more. There's in there, dude. There's more open already.
I know. I'm opening one.
All right.
Oh, fuck, man. This feels really bad.
No, it doesn't. It's
no,
fine.
No, I'm being serious right now. I'm not like doing a bit.
It's okay, Adam. Everybody shits themselves.
This is not, I mean...
Just look, we need you to rally.
No one
okay?
shits themselves on the radio.
You didn't. It was right before, but we had a good time laughing.
That's not true.
It.
That's not true at all.
A lot of people shit
George
themselves.
Norrie famously shit himself in 1994 while doing a broadcast with Bob Lazar.
You hear
Who
that?
Are they?
Yeah. What's that?
Are they cool?
No, they're both faggots.
God damn, dude, that was awesome. Like we're in your house.
I know.
He's literally 3 feet from a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't out and about.
Yeah, he got.
I said stop emergency.
It's
and
literally.
I got out.
It's
I was
not.
Out.
He's like, oh, I got to go see
it
a gastroenterologist. It's literally
it
him
fault.
Being too comfortable in his life.
Mm.
The gastroenterologist could take one look at you and said you should be a little bit more anal retentive, literally and.
Before you sit
and
down.
And Freudally.
Put more.
No,
put
I
more
have
newspapers
to do
down.
An elimination diet and figure out what it is that gives me such.
You should start with cock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cock. You know that.
You should do a sublimination diet.
My girlfriend's gonna be mad. She just got me those pants.
Buy new ones.
I can't. Where am I gonna find those fucking pants? I gotta look them up online.
Yes.
That's easy. Okay, I get my
super
pants.
Easy.
I'm such a fucking loser.
She's you can like, use that top, that hard piece of cardboard. It's got some book in it that somebody sent me that I don't want.
Okay.
So you can put that down as a seat.
Yep.
And then take that with you when you leave.
Take the book out?
Just leave it and put that
it
down.
There.
Put that down and now sit on it.
Or maybe one more.
No, that's fine. Like that.
Okay.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
I don't deserve the chair.
That's true. Get back on the box.
Don't sit on the box. Because
you might have still shit on
you
his
might
ass.
Shit yourself.
I'm not
going to
shit myself.
Look, 30 minutes ago, we would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, we can't trust
you
when
understand
it comes to shitting yourself.
Now everywhere we go and every show that we do, we have to, like if we go back on tour in Australia,
yeah.
We're going to have to tell the flight crew
yep.
on the plane.
Exactly. This guy
shits himself.
He's a shit threat.
They're gonna have to make an announcement.
This man's a shit liability.
This little boy who has a babysitter. It has to. Who wears diapers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. No. Actually, we don't have to do any of that. We'll just get him diapers from now
get
on.
Get diapers for Adam to wear. Which, if you recall, I bought for him years ago.
That is true.
before we did a show, we tried to do a TV show that Adam immediately got bossy about and was like, my character is the star. And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, I don't want my friend to be embarrassed.
I think the audience decided and, my character was the star.
And shit himself on the show, so I'm going to get,
him diapers.
And you acted like that was some kind of insult.
When clearly now Nick is vindicated.
The thing
because
about
the person on this podcast that has revealed himself to need diapers is you, Adam.
Vindicated about you wearing diapers.
Yep.
Vindicated about fucking coronavirus being fake. Vindicated.
He's on a win streak, folks.
Yeah. The next thing I said, those Chinese dragons, actually, they're like, it's like just like 12 guys.
Well, I think that's well known.
Yeah, now. Now it's well known.
So for a while you were
people
really scared of
after
that,
after somebody got to the bottom of it by taking a peek to see if the dragon had a bigger dick than me. And when I saw the inner machinations of,
you're like, what the hell? It's 12 Chinese guys?
It's fucking a bunch of
Chinese guys. Big green scaly cock.
There's no dick. What the hell is this?
What the hell is this?
This tastes like a regular Chinese guy's dick. This isn't a dragon's penis at all.
There's no fucking armored ball sack that I could fucking bounce up and down on.
I'm trying to suck a big lizard's dick here, pal.
And all I got is 8 Chinese guys to suck off.
Oh.
I could just do that any day. It doesn't have to be Chinese New Year for me to do that.
Now I understand what the fireworks are about.
You guys are really funny.
Adam, look, man.
You know when
relax.
We get those emails that are like, I've been in a dark place in my life.
No, and those go right to the garbage.
Yeah.
Just like the books you sent me, which go, are used as a diaper for Adam.
Yeah, any gift you send, Nick, will be used to block Adam's ass from emitting any more shit on any of our stuff.
If I may.
You may. Go ahead. You have the floor.
People are like, I'm suicidal. My parents divorced.
It turns out Adam's poo-icidal.
That's right.
That's good.
Because he shit his pants today.
And we can't stress enough, he literally shit his pants.
I just got those pants yesterday.
And this thing, now he's like, he can't help himself but be like, this is my moment to shine.
Right. My emotional turn. My
Nick,
star turn.
I swear to you.
You have no shame.
I swear.
You don't. You don't. Pretending to be embarrassed, you don't know what embarrassment is.
I swear.
It just makes you, it's a cute thing for you to be humiliated. You're like, isn't that endearing? I shit myself. Everyone goes, oh, Adam.
Yep.
I haven't done the shitting.
Well, not
myself,
me, pal.
Bit.
I'm going to steamroll right past it and talk about Chinese dragons.
Well, that's what I was
and
trying.
And you can maybe, if you want to figure out a way to contribute to that.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to say.
What?
I feel like those suicidal guys, when I'm listening to you do that, hey, I was trying to suck a dragon's dick.
Right. It
did make me feel
better.
It
made you feel good. Escapism.
And
folks,
also,
today's episode is brought to you by the movie Joyride with Steve Zahn and Paul Walker and that bitch. I just thought about it a second ago.
I've never seen
movie.
That movie.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you'd love it, dude.
Really?
Yeah,
if you were on drugs. Yeah.
Who's the bitch?
What's her name? It's like Mimi Sobieski.
Mimi Sobieski.
Sobieski.
Yeah, yeah,
she used to be around back in the days when.
I remember that name, but I don't remember what she looks like.
She's a bitch.
Lili Sobieski.
Mimi Bobieski.
Oh, my phone is in the poop bag.
You shit on your phone?
Well, all my stuff is in my pockets of the poop pants.
Why don't you take it out, you fucking idiot?
Well, now I've remembered that I have to.
Did you shit any more after you shit yourself?
Yeah, I went more in the toilet, obviously.
Unbelievable, dude.
So you had fruit for breakfast. What did you have for dinner last night?
I had fruit and I had,
this
a,
is the thing
I had an egg.
This is
well
the thing that's crazy.
Breakfast.
Is he gets mad at me when I come over and just start smoking my pipe in his house without asking.
Yeah. That it's true, Adam. It's crazy that you somehow have evened the score with all of Nick's rudeness that he does
that's
at your
never,
house.
That is that the score, it is a million to zero.
I don't know, man. Shitting?
Now a million to one.
Shitting in his, Nick, of all the disrespectful things Nick has done. Going and coming in, eating puffins by the handful
that
without
is
asking.
Disrespectful. I had
having any.
I
snack,
had an accident.
Any snack.
I
he
had
wants.
An accident.
And you come here, and I've been on your side of this whole thing.
I had
right?
an accident. Dude.
I'm always like, damn, Adam. Nick owes Adam for that one. Nick is the dickhead here. Somehow, in one fell swoop, you completely even the score, and now Nick has another, what, 5 more years of behaving that way.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly, I mean, I may stop the snacking, but definitely not smoking in the house.
That will not be. Don't smoke in my house. It stays for like 5 days.
I tell you.
He's shit on his chair.
It's gonna smell.
You shit on his furniture, bro.
Okay, it is a camping chair.
It's still fucking chair he owns.
It's. Can you admit that it's less bad than if it were his sofa?
Absolutely, I can admit that. But you shit on something he owns.
Yes, and this is the thing. It's like, why do I have to sit on a box? Why do I have to sit on a chair that's not worth anybody?
I wasn't doing it territorially.
You know why it wasn't on a sofa? Because you're not allowed on the sofa.
I thought, wow, this is cool. Maybe Adam will get to be on regular furniture someday.
This is a story of my life.
Someday soon.
Is that I have to be the villain.
Right, right.
That I have to be... the guy,
the bad guy,
the guy that sees the world for what it is before anyone else does, and they say that guy's an anti-Semite or an asshole. I'm like, just you wait, pal.
Just wait.
Because this wasn't broad stuff. I wasn't unfair to Adam in general. No. I think most people can agree it was solely this weird chair
thing.
Solely
the chair thing. It's the only time you've ever been unkind.
And they say why, and I'm like. I say to them, like the Oracle from the Matrix, Chad, I can't tell you that. And they're like, why are you talking like that? I'm like, oh, the Oracle from the Matrix?
That's Oracle accent.
And they're like, are you all right? I'm like, I have an emotional disability. It makes me, I like acting kind of gay and weird because it bothers people.
Right.
It makes me uncomfortable more so than them, but I know it makes.
But at least it's making them uncomfortable. They're
like, they imagine themselves acting that gay, and through some kind of weird reversal of empathy, it makes them want to kill themselves and me. They want to stone me to death.
Yep.
Today's episode is brought to you by Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Chew.
BlueChew.com.
BlueChew.com.
One of the finest online proprietors of chewable tablets to get your dick harder than a mug.
Chewable dick tablets.
That's right.
Check them out at dickpill.penis.
Dickpill.penis.
So one of the fans, do us a favor, buy dickpill.penis and redirect it to bluechew.com.
that'd help.
In fact, if redirect, buy dickpill.penis and redirect it to bluechew.com/cumtown.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
So hold on. Let me see.
Let's figure this out. We got time.
Yeah. In fact, do us a favor and buy a bunch of wacky Blue Chew.
God, I love Blue Chew. And one thing I'll say, it gets my dick hard, and it's never made me shit my pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can say.
All right, yeah. Go.bluechew.com/cumtown. So it's got to have the go as the subdomain.
Mm-hmm.
Go.bluechew.com/cumtown. And then, yeah, we'll buy HunterBiden.penis.
Yes. And that can go there, too.
Yes.
DickPill.penis. Oh, I should have checked to see if .penis is one of the available ones.
I think it probably is.
Adam pooped the chair.
No, see, this is what I mean.
You can't try and co-opt
it. He's just trying to scoot in there and be like, remember when we were paying attention to me?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
We're doing an ad read, Adam. Come on.
I'm trying to be making some money.
You think anybody's
make some fucking money, man.
You think people are going to buy these
chewables?
Buy these chewables. We actually don't, because I lost track of which reads we were doing and forgot to invoice them, and now... Yeah, so yes,
if
technically we do not get paid anymore.
If they pay us zero for
because
this,
of
I'm happy
sort
to talk
of
about
a,
it.
A monopoly style bank error in your favor,
right?
Kind in of, their favor,
kind of a thing that could not have been preempted by any degree of organization on my end. Or
it's fine, buddy.
Well, then maybe they can send us some free dick pills.
You see this giant box that's covered in tape with an arrow on it?
Yeah, I think it's pointing up.
The files are in there somewhere.
Yeah, nice.
That's all of my accounting stuff for the last year. It's a bunch of pieces of scrap paper, half of which have just the Slayer logo drawn on
pretty
them.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still my move.
So
there's no in-doctor visits.
No in-doctor visits, no inpatient conversations, no psychological testing to see if you can stand trial.
If you can.
If you are intellectually capable of consent. Mind,
yeah. Sound mind and body can handle an erect penis.
A sound and fury. The sound and fury of your mind demanding that you fuck whenever you see a woman. The power overbecomes
or
you.
Or a smaller man.
And you black out, and then it's too late. You've already done the deed. It's almost as if a demon has taken over.
There's no test like that.
Are you writing this down, Mr. Police?
There's no test like
that. And then they explain to you that literally everyone that's arrested comes in here and tries this. Mm. And there's no such thing as getting off on insanity. And I say, but what if I did this? And then I'm doing the pencil. The Joker pencil move.
Yeah. That was the first time I've seen that in a while.
That's you do. Go to BlueChew.com. You do the Skype doctor visit and just try to get dick pills by reason of insanity.
I'm too crazy to have a fucking soft cock.
They're not pills.
They have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Mm-hmm. Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
But Viagra and Cialis are for boomers.
Right.
These are the shit for millennials who are now old enough that their dicks don't work.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the zoomers that listen to the show, I guess what you do is like ironic Catholicism and...
Yep.
You know, I just... what
Twitch streaming.
Yeah, you have a trad girlfriend. Basically,
do
your
they
whole...
Do that? Is that really that many kids?
Is that still happening?
They're all aspiring to be like one or two cartoons from 4chan. Yeah. That's my impression of or understanding of Zoomers is, one, they're all mixed race.
Mm.
And two, they're all trying to be... they're all trying to be just, yeah, drawings. Mm. MS Paint drawings.
Yeah. I don't know.
Joke's on them.
I can't believe people are fucking being religious and that's like... That can't be that many of them, right?
I'm getting more religious.
Are you?
Yeah, Greek Orthodox.
Don't even try it, pal. Mm-hmm.
Why?
You don't. Come on. What you guys did.
We didn't do anything.
You know
to
what
Greece.
You did.
Well, you can find out what
we
they did
the menorah,
at BlueChew.com, where there's no there's no doctor visits.
It comes in discreet packaging.
Discreet packaging.
Discreet packaging. The same active ingredients as whatever.
Yeah. And listen, because they're chewable tablets.
In Italy, they call it Cialis, probably.
Cialis
and Viagra.
Yeah.
Blue Chew is American made, not like that Italian bullshit.
That's right.
Not like Viagra and Cialis.
U.S. motherfucking A. Happy 4th of July, by the way, folks.
4th of July. Go celebrate by getting yourself some chewable
tablets that make
medicine
your dick hard as shit.
Tastes good, by the way.
It tastes really good.
It's kind of a blueberry
Well, it tastes like a Smartie.
Yeah.
Which
maybe
I miss.
Even a little sweeter.
Ooh, I might go trick or treating this year.
You should, dude. You should, bro. What is it, July?
Just me, like clearly a grown man, 6'4".
I don't know about
225,
that.
225, just trick or treating. 4'6".
Yeah, but you have a car and it's fast, so you could hit multiple neighborhoods.
I could.
Yeah.
Just from my car.
And you're sprinting.
With a megaphone.
Yeah,
and the big fishing net.
Put it in the net. I have a really good costume. You can't see me. Yeah,
my costume is a robot.
I'm a robot.
I'm out here trick or treating for a black kid that was killed by the police.
Yeah,
can I have his candy?
He would have wanted it.
He's in the car. Actually, he's immunocompromised.
I'm out here collecting candy for Tamir Rice. So how do you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you racist?
You're in blackface. You're like. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess you're too racist to give me candy.
I'm the ghost of woke past. This used to be all right. Al Jolson was one of the first boop to know it was up.
Yep. Very fucking true.
Yeah, I'm the ghost that says boop.
Very fucking true, in fact, yeah, my friend.
Yeah. Has anyone pointed out that
should we do the promo code?
Yeah, what's the URL?
It's go.bluechew.com/cumtown. Cool. Go there instead of the promo code because... I think the promo code is Comtown, but I like the way just going going.
Go
the convenience of writing in a longer URL.
I don't
want to
type shit in. My dick is soft.
Yeah, right,
that's true.
I've had that fucking problem a lot.
You
of
don't
want to.
You gotta go where your dick is gonna get hard.
He wants your dick hard.
I'm not asking these questions, man. Come on, man. I'm not answering these questions at all.
Oh, my dick's soft.
When my dick is hard, I'm gonna look in the mirror and I'm gonna look at my dick. And when you look at my dick, and you understand that I got to suck a dick to even get it hard. In the first
right.
place.
So fucking true.
That's called Constitution of America's law.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I got fucked in my ass. Now come over here so I can suck your cock. Jack, you got that right, Jack?
My man's got, you think, how big do you think his penis is?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
It's probably nice.
6.5?
No, bigger than that.
You think 7 inches?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Definitely bigger
than that. How tall is he?
Joe Biden? 6'1".
Okay.
I don't know. I just guessed that.
I'm saying 6 and 6.5.
How did Hunter's dick look? I didn't look at the picture.
I didn't see the picture, actually. Yeah. I saw it blurred out. I couldn't Nick, find the one.
He's got a nice dick. I've seen it, yeah.
Can you pull it up?
He's got a nice dick, but it's offset by his, like, Karen body. Mm. He's got, like, a mop, like a...
Kind of droopy.
Don't yeah. people say that's dad bod?
No, it's no, not no, a dad no, bod. No, he very much has, like, the middle-aged mom that just got into, like, depletion exercise.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'm taking care of myself by... eating a lemon a day and running 18 and a half
yeah,
miles.
Yeah.
And right. I've never felt, I really feel like I've detoxed because right. I'm shitting and pissing myself everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm detoxing.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of body.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Which
it's
is like from crack, I guess.
It's drooping, but the thing that's drooping is in shape.
Yeah, he looks like,
you
know,
from heroin.
You know what he looks like? You know that picture of like Khrushchev on vacation? Not Khrushchev, Brezhnev.
No.
The Brezhnev swim trunks with the telephone.
It sounds familiar.
There's a picture of Brezhnev.
Oh, yeah. He's in an indoor pool.
I don't know where he is, but it's Brezhnev on the phone, and he's got swim trunks on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that if he lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
If that guy went on a diet and didn't lift any weights.
But the cock is good, you're saying, though.
Biden?
Hunter.
Oh, Hunter.
And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
I feel like Biden's got a big... Big,
I think he's probably got a honking cock.
He's
changed
a handsome
my mind.
Guy.
I'm going to 7.25.
Hunter's got what I would call sort of like a workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Stocky.
Like he's like the point, like kind of like a point man cock.
Well, like so like a stocky six.
Stocky
six.
Might be a little bit longer than that, but it's like he's got like
gets the job done.
Gets the job done, but not in a way where it like just gets the job done. You know what I'm
saying? It really gets the job done.
Well, yeah it is very
he knocks
impressive
it out of the park.
To do.
I'm going to sit with workhorse because that was the word I chose.
It's
That's
good,
what I
it's
meant.
It's a good one.
And now I'm being pressured to.
I'm not pressuring.
Now you're putting me on the defensive to explain what I meant.
I'm not.
Which I don't like.
I get it.
So
I
I'm just
no,
going to.
We both get it.
Intellectually and emotionally. I'm
You're
just going to put my head
right
back under the dragon.
Suck
okay.
off a
and
couple
suck off
guys.
Another Chinese
That's,
guy.
It's called the under the dragon mentality.
Right.
And it's a part of an 8-cassette self-help program that if you call in the Cumtown, hold on, let me pull up our number again. Let me see what our number is.
Can you pull that up quick?
It's impressive also... To go along with the workhorse thing, to agree, Nick, that he could be on smack and crack and still be horny.
Well, he's probably got so... You want to talk about dick pills running through
That's
your system.
Him. Yeah, okay. He definitely...
So if you want to call in to Cumtown, you can order my self-help series just dial 410-338-1098 or write us at 3800 Hooper Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21211. Oh wait, hold on.
Oh. what?
Yeah. Call it.
Contact us by calling 410-467-3000.
Yeah.
And
that's right. That's our number.
Yeah. Wait, no, hold on. Adam, stop mouthing things. Adam's mouthing I shit myself again at us.
Come on, stop it, man.
410-338-1098 and say I want this
I
want to live under the dragon.
I want to live under the dragon.
That's what I was talking about, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
What do you don't even know what we're saying, dude?
I know, I got it. I
Once again,
it
Mr. Pretendy.
Mr. Pretendy. Listen, Pretendy, there's no shit in his ass.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in a vulnerable place, Can I admit something to you guys?
You're
going to
show up with a bag of shit in your hand.
You're going to be
a literal bag of shit.
Stop it, please.
And in your chair that you have to take with you. Please. Coming through the house like a woman that's just finished shopping and it, like laughing already to your girlfriend. You're like, it was so funny. I shit myself at the show.
She's not going to think it's cool.
No, and I don't think he's good. I honestly think... It's going to be a week until he does that.
I might lie to her and just like not tell her.
We're going to be talking about it. On Monday night, you won't be able to contain.
He will, yes. It will take a couple days. And when he finally does, he's going to tell like it's a charming anecdote.
I feel really bad.
But I think for today, especially because she got him the pants.
And I'll be dead. And I want you to know how that. I'll be dead by then.
Over my dead body.
Hopefully that's exactly how it goes down.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's literally how it goes down.
And then I'll keep the Patreon going until people. I won't post an episode, but until people unsubscribe.
People don't notice $5 a month.
No. And
that's
I'll and you know what? That'll be a nice little retirement plan for me if you guys do that. That would be nice.
Can I admit my thing?
Yeah.
My moment of vulnerability?
Sure.
I always felt like the being from Maryland thing, like you guys, it seemed like you share a really nice thing.
Shut the fuck up.
No, and I've always been like, I wish that I could be part of it. You know, no.
Well, you can't.
I worked in Silver Spring for.
You can't.
We're not even friends. We're sort of like professional rivals.
That's right.
It's sort of like a Niki Lauda, whoever the fucking other guy is in that movie.
From Formula Rush, One.
Yeah.
Rush, yeah. I'm the hot one.
I'm the hot one physically, but I'm the guy who's better at driving also.
No,
so
no,
when you combine the two characters.
You don't do that.
And yes.
I'm the hot one. The guy who's played by Thor.
No.
I would love Thor Ragnarok.
No.
That's the guy I am. I don't care if he loses. That's the guy I am.
No,
I haven't seen the movie.
I'm the guy that's hot.
No, you're not.
And also the one.
You're the one that's better at the fucking driving.
I'm just.
But not as hot as Thor.
No. First of all, I was the one that even came up with the analogy.
And I was going to actually say it, but I didn't know the thing at all.
No,
I was going to say Formula 1.
You're in a
drivers.
Different movie called Crush, and it's about the orange soda.
No, and it's delicious, and I'm drinking something and getting my dick sucked by a girl.
It's about the reason you don't have a chair on this show.
No, I'm on the fucking sofa. Thank you very
exactly,
much.
Exactly, because God forbid. That's the other thing, too. That was also part of my clever game.
Of
as
what?
I say, oh, well, Adam, you can't have a chair or be on the couch because Stav needs to be on the couch.
Nice try,
and privately, me and Adam had a conversation.
Don't even
and I was
try
like,
it.
Can you imagine what would happen if he sat in the chair?
Don't even try it. I'm not interested in the chair. And yeah. I sat on the box a couple times to give our friend Adam a fucking
in fact,
respite.
If I move the sofa back, you'll notice there's a big X that says fat.
Why would it say that?
Because there's a reinforced steel all the way down through the bottom of the apartment.
Through the next apartment?
Yeah.
There's a beam?
I destroyed the apartment of the people who live downstairs to put the beam in. And
so
they said, what are you doing? And I said,
sofa.
One of my friends is morbidly obese and the other shits himself.
I thought
I'm
you put in a, there's a Roman column right underneath where you're sitting.
It's a Greek column.
Mm. What do you mean?
It's a Greek column.
Well, just like, you know,
why don't you,
our understanding of history is Roman culture has to prop up Greek culture and
never.
Legitimize it.
Not at all.
Don't
in history, otherwise no
why
one
why don't
care.
You shit yourself again, Chief?
That's mean.
Huh? Shut the fuck up.
Why
how
are
about
you saying
that?
That to me?
Because you called it a Roman column.
Stop, I'm going to your country.
When?
After you go.
Oh, after? Couldn't have come at the same time? We could have had a nice time?
No, it's my dad's birthday. I can't go at the same time.
I'm there a couple weeks.
Well, I might be there at the tail end.
All right. Well, that would
and
be
I'm
nice.
And I'm going because I want to understand.
Here's something you can
and
understand.
And it's not copying.
It is copying.
Well,
but
where are you going?
Can,
where are you going afterwards?
I'm not telling you. Israel.
You're going to L.A.
I'm going to Israel.
And you know I was born there.
That's you're not.
That's
from
copying.
LA. You're not from L.A.
I was born in Santa Monica, St. John's Hospital.
It doesn't matter.
Come on, bro.
St. John's Ward for the Criminally Homosexual Infant. That's
why
where you
would
were born?
My mother give birth?
Because of the tests that fucking showed that's where she should be.
I
she
almost
took a
died.
Test and they handcuffed her and they're like, we need you to fucking
I
give
almost,
birth here.
I almost died that day. The
so
day
what?
Of my birth.
I don't care.
What do you mean you almost died?
There were complications.
He was he was as a baby he was so allergic to coming out of a pussy.
No,
he touched a pussy. He was so gay.
It's
he
true. They had
himself.
To cesarean me.
He tried to hang himself with the umbilical cord because some of his mom's pussy got on his lips.
They had to spank him when he was born, like they do with a baby, but it made him cum. Yeah. And they were like, "Well,
yeah,
I don't know if he's going to be able to handle life."
Well, right. It's cool that I could cum as a baby.
He actually has the Guinness World Record of being the earliest molested baby.
The
second he got out, he was molested, which no other babies had that.
I'd like to see you, but he got so hard.
His dick was almost a half centimeter.
Yeah. You just be nice to me right now.
I'm actually in the Penis World Records book for having the biggest dick in the world.
No, you're absolutely not.
It's my record book. I'm in there for it. Fuck you. I don't care. You can just start your own record.
The Penis Book of World Records. And the only record is biggest dick, and I have it.
And the records are closed. We are closed for submission. Good day
no
to you,
more.
Sir. In fact, we're putting you down as most annoying person to call.
Yes.
We're putting you down as biggest faggot. Mm-hmm. If you're a big faggot, you can check out Cushy Dreams.
Yep, if you're any type of person can check Cushy Dreams out.
Yeah, if you're cool too, you can go there.
Well, that kind of guy could be cool.
A big faggot and a cool guy.
Yeah.
Hey, big what?
Sorry.
What are you saying?
In his book, that makes you a cool guy.
That makes you a cool guy.
And I agree.
Yeah.
But what I really agree on even more than that is
hey, zip ahead, come over here a second. I got something to tell you. You trying to get high off fake weed? Well, I got the perfect website for you, you fucking dragon face retard.
Okay, yeah.
It's cushydreams.com. Now for gooks.
All right.
What's the character?
I don't know. It was like an old.
He was on a roll.
Like an
using
old
time, slurs.
Like an old timey TV commercial.
Yeah.
But I ran out of the safe ones.
Right.
Hey, shovel face. You're looking for
safe ones?
Huh?
Are those the? Safe
I think
ones?
It's all relative
They're
for
all,
Nick.
Yeah.
Those are
yeah,
safe.
Yeah. Hey, retard.
Yep.
Hey, retard, come over here for a sec. No, that's what it is. It's the ShamWow guy.
Oh,
hey, camera guy, come over here. Take a look at my fucking penis.
Look at my cock.
Does this look weird to you?
Do you think this bump should be here?
Wow. Clean off your car, suck my fucking cock, fuck me in the ass. It's that simple. It's that simple. Put a gun in your mouth and pull the trigger. It's that simple.
It's that easy.
Billy Mays here for my penis.
Billy Mays here for getting your dick sucked.
For Oxy Dick.
It's pretty cool.
Oxy Cushy. For Oxy Dreams.
Oxy Dreams.
That'd be
dude,
cool
I would love Oxy
CBD
Dreams.
Oxy.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
But instead of like, instead of it not getting you fucked up, it gets you incredibly fucked up.
Uh-oh. Someone's got to shit again.
Yeah, you watch him shit the new pants.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
He shits through your fucking
Now he's going to use... He did this on purpose so he can use this as an excuse anytime we're doing the show to
get
go
a
to
couple
the,
bathroom
to
breaks.
Go to the bathroom always for whatever reason.
Yep. Oh, look who's back. Why'd you leave?
Why don't you guys talk about Cushy Dreams for a second while I go get my coffee?
Cushy Dreams is a fantastic product.
I love it as a product.
Mm-hmm. It's safe. It's effective.
How about a website for Adam called mushyjeans.com?
That's good, and it works. And that was quick.
That is good.
You're fast.
You're not going to get out of this by complimenting me. I know your game.
It is true.
A compliment of mine has never worked on you.
I know, because I know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do?
You're trying...
Curry favor.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never curry favor.
Which, the problem is that... Shitting your pants, awful. That sucks. Even if it weren't embarrassing, which it's honestly in your 30s, it's really not that embarrassing. It's just sort of a sneak preview of
what's coming soon.
Of what life is going to be in your 70s, which is going to happen faster than you could ever. Remember being 15?
And now
think
we're
about
this
how
age.
Long. Now think about how long ago that was. That's how soon you're going to be 70 years old.
I just feel like.
It's going to move that fucking quickly. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be shitting yourself.
And your hole is going to be looser and looser
every
by the year.
Day.
I just feel like if
by the day,
if that's happening when I'm 70, I just hope that I have a wife and a loving family
and
around
you won't.
Me.
And you won't.
And I won't. And that's how I feel
you'll
right
have
now.
You'll have a babysitter.
I feel like
You love a strong Senegalese babysitter.
That's from the other
a strong
episode.
Senegalese wrestler babysitter. Yeah.
And that's when, a little when preview. And folks, that's a little preview of the Patreon episode.
It looks like somebody has gone to the bathroom in their pants again. It's time to get beat up like a sissy until you make white people out of your penis.
Yep. And that's a little foreshadowing of our Patreon episode mm-hmm. that you're going to want to check out at patreon.com.
Adam just dressed up like Jussie Smollett getting beaten up by two giant Nigerian guys. And he's like, not my nannies. Not-
Those guys fucked him too, right?
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
Anyways, cushydreams.com.
It's honestly
hustle energy. You guys talk about it.
I love Cushy Dreams. Listen, we joke around a lot on this podcast, and we're very rarely sincere. But I want to take a moment to be extremely sincere about this beautiful product that I love so much.
A product we use.
I do use it. I truly do. Because I'm trying to live a healthy lifestyle. You know I'm the 20,000 step bastard. You know I'm trying to trim down a little bit before I go to Greece, hit the fucking beach with my titties looking gorgeous. When I smoke regular marijuana, I'm eating everything in sight. I'm wrecking my diet. What I love about Cushy Dreams is it has none of the fucking... It doesn't have the psychoactive parts of marijuana. It doesn't make me eat like a fucking asshole either.
And when Stav goes psychoactive, that's when he really loses control.
I go insane in the membrane.
Right. And Cypress Hill style. Cushy Dreams is something that you can maintain control.
I maintain total control of my body. I have, you know, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I have never shit my pants on Cushy Dreams. Some people with weak constitution shit their pants sober. What I'm going to tell you, though, what you want to do is go to fucking CushyDreams.com. And look, they got all kinds of different types of fucking CBD, high-quality CBD. And this shit is lab-tested, by the way. It's the highest fucking goodest motherfucking quality shit there is out there.
Yeah.
So, you can get different types. There's, you want to feel up, you want a little pep in your step, get hustle, get energy. They also got they also got hybrids that are more of a indica variation, which is what I tend to get. I tend to wind down
for the
with
body.
Some beautiful Cushy Dreams, a body high.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm smoking that shit, I'm drinking a fucking diet cream soda, and I'm calling it an evening. I'm winding down. Mm-hmm. And I like the little half-gram joints. They got little packs of those. They got full-gram joints. They even got 3.5-gram tins.
And again, folks, this is CBD flower.
This is CBD flower.
High-quality, premium CBD bud.
And it's the kind of... Then let me say this. If Shikari Richardson was fucking... Shikari Richardson? Shikari Richardson?
Sicario Richardson.
Sicario Richardson. She's Benicio, a really fast, hot black girl, but she talks like Benicio Del Toro. Mm-hmm. If she was smoking Cushy Dreams, she would be in the Olympics today.
I love Benicio Del Toro. Like a guy that's...
What's the promo
code? He's been in a bunch of shit.
CushyDreams.com/Cumtown, I think. Right. Promo code is Cumtown.
Or Cumtown 20.
I think it's probably Cumtown, and you get 20% off your next order. So enjoy that, you little fuckers. What were we saying about Benicio?
It had its moment in its past.
No, it's...
No. I'm not even being bashful here. It's just that there was a shot to take. Came and went.
All right.
I feel like we've been having a good one. We haven't been up to the caliber of this.
I loved when Benicio Del Toro fucked... what the fuck is her name? Patricia Arquette in that Escape from Dannemora. And you could see kind of the side of her ass.
Yeah.
And she was looking rough. She was looking... She got fucked up for that role. And I didn't beat off to it, but if it was more extended... Let's say it was the beginning of a porno and then her tits came out and she sucked his cock, I absolutely could have jacked off to that to completion.
That sounds pretty tight.
Yeah.
Guys, the events that transpired before the show have distracted us, I feel like, from the most important news event.
Oh, right. Black
event.
Creators going on strike on TikTok.
No, that's not it.
Oh. No, a different black creator who's
perhaps
finally been exonerated.
The black creator. The creator.
Billy the creator. He's like Tyler the creator.
Yes.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Who?
You don't know who he is?
The guy from Cosby Show got out of jail.
Who?
He put girls to sleep. And
he was a rapist.
Raped them.
Who got out of jail for reasons that remain unclear.
But who is that? I don't know.
You know, kids say the darndest things.
The Jell-O commercials.
Oh, Ghost Dad.
Oh, the guy from Jell-O commercials.
Yeah.
The J-E-L-L-O.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always wondered why they had that guy on there. Because yeah. It's like, wow, I kind of didn't want to eat this shit to begin with, but now.
I mean, oh, so you knew him as a rapist in the Jell-O commercials.
No, I just knew him as a guy from that. I didn't know he raped people.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's out.
Mm. Well, he got out of jail because they said that he didn't do it ever, his entire life. He's been a great guy.
Yeah. You know, awesome. I mean, all jokes aside, people are like, what are the odds that 60 women would lie? And it's like, do you really want to do the math? do you want to know? Because I have the answer.
Statistically, Nick's run the numbers. On that specific question.
And it is?
Yeah.
Computer?
No. Survey says...
100 1 in 6.
Those are the odds.
That's pretty good odds. But so you know
that's,
what?
That's pretty good odds. But you know,
5 for 6 is even better odds.
You know what also has good those same odds?
What's that?
Getting a free can of Sprite when you look under the cap.
Those 1 in 6.
Yeah. So have you ever gotten a free Sprite?
I haven't had Sprite since I was a kid.
No. Answer the question.
I have not.
You haven't. I used to fucking hit that shit all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I guess I didn't buy that much Sprite.
You want to know how mentally, not ill, I would say, but just how my mind works. I remember as a kid, I would win those free Sprites all the time. Anytime I had a Sprite, it was like I looked under the cap and I got a free Sprite.
Very nice.
And it would make me mad because I'm like, I'm using up all of my luck now.
Yes.
And later in life, I'm going to be a miserable fag. No, well, still on the free Sprite train,
the
pal.
Kid wasn't wrong.
No, I think that
I think you did use up all your luck.
Yeah, but no, I'm still very lucky.
That's true.
But I'm like, damn it. I'm using it all up.
Yep.
What's going to happen when I really need it?
Yeah. Whenever I lose, I feel like I'm closer to my next victory. But whenever I win, I feel like I'm closer to my next defeat.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst way to think about it, man.
I think it's like a kind of a Zen Buddhist way of thinking about
it. No, that's some Wayne Gretzky shit.
No, I think
Wayne Gretzky loves
all
saying
the
stuff,
shots.
Huh? Why don't you just shut the fuck up and play hockey, pal? Leave the quote doing to the geniorati like us.
Mm-hmm. Like us, Gore Vidal.
Yeah.
The smart people.
Gore Vidal's famous quote.
What is that?
Hey, Zipperhead, why don't you come over here?
I don't think he said that.
I've got a ShamWow for you.
Was he alive during the time of the ShamWow?
Yeah, he died relatively recently.
Really?
Yeah, what, like 2011?
I guess that's true. I remember him old as fuck.
Yeah.
He was probably one of those old guys that was getting young cock.
Yeah, because he said such witty things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that's a gay version of you would suck off Gore Vidal.
Thank you for saying a gay version.
No problem. You've had a rough day, Adam.
Maybe it was Norman Mailer that died in 2012. Somebody died in 2012.
I think it might have been Norman Mailer.
Yeah.
Mailer? Yeah. I hardly fucked her.
Mailer, I barely knew her as a female before she transitioned.
That's good.
They're cool. Like, I want to get a penis put on me so I can become a man. And then the doctor goes, Mailer, I barely knew her.
Yep.
They're like, what? And he's like, you know, like Norman Mailer?
Yeah, they're
like,
guy,
what?
The guy from...
What are you talking
about?
All
that shit.
They're like, sorry, I was just listening to I'm listening to a podcast right now through a hidden microphone in my ear.
Yep. I've got a Secret Service earpiece.
Yes, I'm the trans doctor. Yeah.
Yo, I heard you know,
imagine a world where a mentally retarded man is also gay. It would look a little something like this.
That's a good show.
That's a good show.
Imagine a Chinese guy with a very big dick.
And he runs into the gay retard.
And he's elected to be the front of the dragon. And being a dragon turns him on so much that his dick is hard and pokes through the front of the dragon. Dragon.
Out of the nostril?
And they can't see which way they're going, naturally, as a dragon, and they walk into a child. Uh-oh. And somebody sees the penis go into the child's ass.
That's spooky.
And now all of the men are on trial.
Now
for
the
raping.
Whole dragon is a pedophile.
Now the whole dragon is a pedophile. And I think that would go ascending.
That's awesome. That would be a really good episode.
Imagine an Indian woman, but she doesn't smell bad.
Whoa.
And so people think she's doing black. They think it's a white lady doing blackface.
Right.
Because she doesn't stink. And the whole town goes after her and accuses her of racism.
Oh,
and
no.
She's dragged into the town square and her clothes are stripped off. And then they see that her pussy is purple. And they realize, oh no, it's just a non-stinky Indian woman. Do-do-do-do-do.
Wow, dude. That's a fun. Dude, they are really not pulling any punches on this reboot of the fucking. This is the one Jordan Peele rebooted, I
yeah.
think.
He's allowed to do it.
It's a non sticky.
Wow, that's fucking wild shit, dude.
Pretty.
That really is the edge of the human imagination.
It's the Twilight Zone.
Suck my penis and fuck my asshole.
What if the Pink Panther was real? What if it was actually a panther that was pink and he went around stealing art?
And he was sneaking places.
Let's take a look, folks.
Oh, that's the whole one?
Yeah. What if when I saw the movie The Pink Panther, I thought there would be a cartoon panther in it, and there wasn't, and it made me cry.
And it pissed me off.
And it made me cry, because it was just a French guy. So what if...
Was he the Pink Panther?
Yeah.
The French guy was?
No, the Pink Panther was the thief.
Oh. Yeah.
But there is no actual Pink Panther. That's actually mostly just from housing insulation.
Yeah, I remember that commercial.
I remember the
pink insulation.
I remember the insulation because my dad obviously was a carpenter, and I would spend a lot of my time as a child at Home Depot, and I got pissed off when I saw the cartoon, but there was nothing else kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
I did want some insulation because of it.
Yeah.
So the Pink Panther's the thief. Oh, yeah, because the inspector is, what's his name?
I thought
Clouseau.
The Pink Panther was the diamond.
I don't fucking know.
No, the Pink Panther's the thief, I think.
But wasn't there a cartoon of the
Pink
Panther,
There was a cartoon, because children were upset.
Right.
That you thought it was a cartoon and it wasn't.
Yeah, I remember my parents showing me that and I was fucking pissed. Suck on my dick and balls. I cannot see them at all.
What if the theme song to the Pink Panther was actually about sucking my dick because I'm gay?
I'm fucking gay.
I guess that would sound.
I need you to suck my dick because I can't.
Something like this.
Fuck any girls.
What if you could see Winnie the Pooh's penis? What if in the cartoon?
What if he wasn't? He still wasn't wearing shorts, but he had a little yellow cock that was visible at all times.
And he would still say things like, "Oh bother,
oh bother,
oh bother," but you could see his penis.
But sometimes it would twitch, and sometimes when he sneezed, it would move up and down. And
what if Winnie the Pooh?
At a certain point, he became hard.
What if Winnie the Pooh and Piglet were in a years-long gay relationship with each other? I think it would look a little like this on the Twilight Zone.
Oh, Piglet, suck my cock.
Oh, fuck me.
Fuck my ass, Piglet.
I'm gay.
Oh, Piglet, let me suck your curly little penis.
Mm-hmm.
What does Piglet sound like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that.
Fuck my ass, Winnie.
Imagine Star Wars, but instead of choking people, Darth Vader made people nut in their pants.
Yeah,
with his,
he would jack them off
he would
with
use,
the Force.
What if Darth Vader used his magic powers to make a woman's boobs show?
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
And we saw them.
And we got to see them in the theater.
And we saw it in the movie theater.
And then he fucked them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would go like this.
That kind of peaked with the Chinese guy dragon.
You know what, though, man? They may have peaked there, but all of them were solid bass hits, at least.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's one of those things where, had I been a younger man or...
A straighter man?
Imagine it was this podcast, but it was actually...
Four years ago.
But it was 3 years ago. Before...
And we still sort of gave a fuck.
Before... Well, I can't even really pinpoint.
When it was more of a gradual
before
thing.
Before the malaise settled in.
Yes, before you realized there would never be an answer.
Then this bit would be anywhere between 20 to 80% better.
Even the novelty of a search wears off, and you're like, who cares if there's some meaning to life? I'm sure it would be gay anyways. Yeah. I'm sure even if I figured it out, it would be fucking gay.
It wouldn't be anything cool like gaming and getting pussy.
It wouldn't be those things.
It would probably
be
gay.
Some faggot god shit.
Yeah.
Or traditional values or caring about other people. And I say nuts to that.
None of that sounds fucking cool to me.
All of that sounds like bullshit. Imagine a world where the meaning of life is eating pain pills and getting your dick sucked by a Chinese.
Now that would be fucking awesome.
In a place called the That Shit Rules Zone.
The fucking awesome zone.
The Guylight Zone.
Imagine the world where every bitch is Chinese, yeah, and she has huge tits.
Imagine a world where every woman has big, huge ass tits.
When their pussies are small,
and you're Darth Vader.
you can jack their pussies and see their tits whenever you want.
And you can beat off to it. And they have, if you pull it, you're allowed to have a gun and make them suck your dick.
And none of the other guys are Darth Vader.
You're the only Darth Vader in the fucking world. And also, as Darth Vader, you can fly.
You can fly.
You can fly, and you get all three of the what-if superpowers. Flying, stop time, and you're Darth Vader.
And you're Darth Vader. And you can go to Dave & Buster's and use as many fucking coupons as you want.
And you still get the... There's a value to... the tickets.
Even though you have unlimited.
And it's unlimited, but you
but still... But it still feels like you earned
it. You still
them.
Get the gratification. And also you're on heroin.
But it doesn't fuck you up in any way. It doesn't. Health-wise, it feels good.
There's vitamins in the heroin. And they put vitamins in the heroin. And also... You've got a bunch of chimps that are...
An army of loyal chimps.
There's a bunch of chimps that rip people's hands and faces off.
The second they cross you.
And they're like, Rod, keep going, stretch. Rod, stretch. We don't have an episode. Just keep saying Just keep saying things. And then it's like, it's 21 minutes and 50 seconds. He's like... Well, I bet you'd like to see that one, but we're out of time.
Wouldn't that be fucking cool? But
and then they finally open the fortune cookie, and it's the social security number of his dead aunt.
What?
It allows him to claim the money to finally get the surgery to make his penis out of metal. The metal penis.
And now you have a metal.
And
cock.
Now his penis is metal. On next week's episode.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We forgot the tape of the episode.
We don't?
Just describe it.
Just keep saying
it. Just keep talking about
it. Maybe you'll land on something.
Do a ladies' voice. Mm-hmm. And the bitch is like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to suck a metal dick.
What if women had a shell like a crab and you had to crack it open to get to their pussy? But there was only one giant pair of pliers left,
and you had to fist fight a different guy for the pliers.
And you were also like a crab, and you had a big claw. Mm-hmm. And you just want to jack off, but you can't because you've got a big claw.
It would chop your cock off.
It would crush your own
dick.
So
your only options are rape.
And you have to...
Or cutting your dick off while jacking off. That would be fucked up, huh?
That would.
Twilight Zone. In the fucking cool ass motherfucking zone. Mm-hmm. We get pussy, we do drugs, and we get pussy.
Imagine getting roadhead in a monster truck. And the dick suck is so good, you run over 15 cars and kill a bunch of people. And you think you're going to jail, but the judge is cool.
The judge is like, hell yeah, brother.
The judge is Darth Vader. And he lets you off for being so evil.
For being fucked up. And then the Joker is your friend and now, too.
And then you hang out with both the Joaquin Phoenix and the Heath Ledger Joker. And they say it's actually cool to watch My Little Pony in the Twilight
Zone.
And
no one calls you gay.
And
here.
No one thinks you're a fucking loser. Imagine being able to play Nintendo DS in the girls' locker room while they get undressed. And they can't see you because you're invisible. And you can have sex with them also. On the Twilight Zone.
On the fucking Twilight Zone. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to hear about the best episode of the Twilight Zone, check out patreon.com/cumtown.
That's right.
Or cum.town to buy shirts.
That's right, folks.
And that's it. That'll do it.
Yep.
Happy 4th of July.
Stavi.biz. Happy 4th of July.